Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Boy, oh boy, was Mrs. Jones burned up. What's the acting as if something terrible had happened?
Well, what did she do?
Well, you see, this morning she was busy washing clothes, so she asked me where I go to the store for.
Yeah?
And, well, when I get to the store, I can't remember the name of the soap she washed.
Uh-oh.
But I figured one kind's as good as another.
That shows all you know about it.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Jones said. Young man, she says, very indignant-like, if you ever had a big wash to do, you know when I tell you I want dust, I want dust.
What
does? What does? You wouldn't ask that if you had heard Mrs. Jones. Why, she says this does the new kind of granulated soap. Sure must be wonderful stuff. Mrs. Jones says does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work shirts, crayons, everything.
Yes, indeed. Have you found out how this one amazing new soap does everything in the wash? Why, you can take your nice colored washables, your pretty rayon clips and dresses, and turn them right over to does. And does will do them with far greater safety for those pretty colors than you get in any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, does doesn't back down on a tough job. Not a bit. It gets heavy work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing and no boiling. And as for your white pieces, say, does will show you just how really dazzling white your towels and linens can be. Why, no soap made washes clothes whiter than does. Honestly, once you try does, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. So, just ask for does, D-U-Z, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly's finding the whirl of events almost too great to bear now. The plan she had to help her friends has worked most of the way, except that Oriane and Mr. Way are still on the edge of being married. But yesterday, the first help came, when Way heard that his former wife really meant what she said. She was paying back all the old debts, all the old estates, all the shame that sent Way to prison. And Way refuses to accept it.
Mom,
where's Mr. Way going?
The hotel. Mrs. Way called Mr. Way before. Tony, dear, please, get her to telephone on the phone.
Telephone on the phone?
I said telephone on the phone.
You did, Nora.
I said telephone.
Uh-huh.
So if I said telephone on the phone, sir. I said telephone on the phone.
Why, did I?
I said telephone on the phone.
No,
I said hotel on the phone. I meant hotel. No,
oh. Do you want to talk to Mrs. Way?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, I think you're scared.
Don't dilly-dally with the children. You should be sure to be sure. I can't get to the hotel. I want to speak to Mrs. Way to do so, please.
Right, Nora. Oh, hello. I want the hotel, please.
Not to the house. Please.
Lay down, spotted. Don't interfere with my rule, please.
Lay down, please.
Hello. I want to speak to Mrs. Way, please.
I said not so loud. Please, Mr. Way. Doctor's getting ready to go. Most of you say loud. Say gently. Say quietly. Please. Room 56.
Oh, Sport, please, can I bend down now for the rule that you're going to get the rule? Oh, look out. Hello? Oh, you here, Ma?
Yeah. She didn't left yet?
No.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I was worried for.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Ray? I just wanted to know and be sure that you didn't left yet because I wanted to make sure that you were waiting for Mr. Ray. He'll be there shortly. Yes. He's very Mrs. Ray. I just wanted to be sure that you didn't let him. Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
what was
Mr. Way
doing? I'll say au revoir. Yes. Goodbye. Maybe it's possible I'll see you before you leave, definitely. And, well, all right. Bye. Bye.
Well, where is Mr. Way going?
Mrs. Way asked him to come over.
Oh, he's going?
Yes, he's going.
Did she say please this time?
Well, she asked him to pay up all those debts.
Oh, and he's giving up Oriane.
I hope so. Indeed, I hope so. That's not the consideration now. That's not the consideration. Better to do with my rule. Give me my rule. Look, bring some fruit in, Rosalie.
Nobody wants fruit, Ma.
I thought maybe you were hungry already, waiting for Papa. Because if you want to eat,
No, I can wait.
Well, what is the consideration if it isn't giving up Orianne?
She's paying all his debts as a wedding present.
What's he getting out of it?
His happiness.
Isn't that a little noble for Mrs. Way?
Why?
Why? After all, Ma, you know why she came here. She came here to do everything in her power to prevent his marriage to Orianne. She even said she didn't want him to have a crumb of happiness for the rest of his life. So say to them, you know how many times you've heard it. It's her fault that Orianne even thought of marrying
him. You don't understand love, Tim.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, I forgot we had an expert around.
I don't pretend to be an expert, but I can see the truth when it's right before my eyes.
You can. It's the first time in your life.
Well, I can repeat, must
not. No, I'm not saying anything. But every time I hear a baby like Rosie sounding off about the great passion,
and
I say,
when am I a baby?
Since the day you were born, and you will be until you grow up.
I'll be 17 any day.
Any day.
Yeah, any day. Yes, any day in a few weeks. And Rosie's graduating and then graduating.
Yeah, I know.
And she's going to college. Oh, I'm a woman.
Mom,
pardon me, old girl, Maya. Just give me a brief outline on the nature of love. I'm all ears.
You sure are.
What's that?
They stick out.
They don't.
Those ears. If I'm a baby, they'd be a stick out.
No, you're not a baby.
Your ears don't stick out.
All right. And now, please, how about a few brief words on the character of love?
If you would only try to understand what people mean and stop trying to catch on to each word they say, you'd know what I mean.
I'm still listening. I haven't heard a word.
Mrs. Way always loved Mr. Way. Only because of all the trouble they had, she thought that she hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, when a person is in love, and that love doesn't seem to be returned, you say...
Yes.
Well, you say...
Uh-huh.
Quietly, go on.
Go on.
Quietly, then
you're
distressing.
Quietly.
Yeah. Mrs. Way is distressing. See, she acted the worst way she could. She even let him go to jail instead of helping him with her money.
Yeah, I know. She divorced him.
And she came up here to do what she could.
Yeah, and suddenly the whole thing went flat, and now she's trying to make up for it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
that doesn't
true.
Sound bad. What do you think, Ma?
I think that Mrs. Way has realized what she has in her heart, and now that she knows what to do.
Uh-huh. And what did you have to do with it?
Me? Well, what do you mean with nothing?
Oh, Ma. Everything. Well, you're really a good person, Ma. Through and through.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not good today and half good tomorrow. You're good 7 days a week all year through.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And living in this house is quite an adventure, I can tell you that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're making fun of me,
sir. Oh, I bite my tongue off first. You're very sweet, Ma, very.
Yes, sir.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you're quite a bother to your children and your husband.
Thank you.
But we know when we're late.
You mean, fine.
Is it, Ma?
Yeah.
Ma, what were you like when you were 17?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you homely like Rosie?
Mom!
Stop a minute, Mom.
Can you
please... Orianne?
Oh, hello, Orianne.
Do you know where Mr. Way is going?
He's going to see
Rosie, you think you could get me a sandwich?
Go, Rosalie. Give Tammy a piece of Papa's neck. The chicken is done, evidently. Just waiting.
All right, Mom.
After you, my beautiful grown-up.
Sammy, enough is enough, Sammy. Sammy, enough is enough. And then you're taking all the chicken for a sandwich, please. Remember that the chicken's got two legs, it's got two wings, and we have third supper yet. Remember that.
Well, where is Mr. Way going? He's going back to see Mrs. Day.
Mrs. Day?
Yes. She's leaving and she calls to say goodbye to me. And meanwhile, Mr. Way heard from his lawyer and... that Mrs. Ray sent money already to pay back everything.
Yeah. She really meant it.
You heard her say so earlier.
Yeah.
She meant it. She does love him very much. Very much she loves him. You're marrying him and you don't love him. You pity him and she loves him.
What can I do? What can I say? I can't tell him the truth.
No, but Orion, he must give you up.
What can I do, Mrs. Gaither?
I don't know, Orion, but maybe... Mr. Way?
Will you excuse me, please? I want to see how Rosalie is cutting the chicken. She makes it down.
I'm going over to see Margaret.
No?
Yes. She really did what she said. My lawyer called. She's actually paying off all those old debts.
For our wedding, really?
With a present like that, there won't be any wedding. I can't accept it, Orianne. I can't accept it from her.
Why not?
Don't you understand, Oriana? Can't you see what it means? She's taking that whole past of mine. All the disaster, the years in prison, the shame of the trial, the disgrace. And she's wiping it away. She's saying, you don't have to begin again. You can start anywhere, go anywhere, be anybody. She's making me a gift that I can't accept. I want to forget it. I want to remember I was in prison and she refused help. I won't take it.
Why, Edward?
Because if I did, I couldn't marry you. I couldn't accept it without going back to her. I'd have to give you up. And you're the one person, the one future that I want most in the world. I won't give you up.
You love me that much?
Yes. More.
What have I ever done for you?
You loved me when I had given up all hope of even finding a single friend.
He loves you enough to give you up to another woman because you say it'll make you happy.
I don't care about her. It's you. And I'm not going to accept what she offers. And I'm not going to give you up. Never.
And with those words, Edward Way leaves, fighting against the pressure of his time, fighting against the weight of his own conscience, and leaving Oriane bound to a marriage he wants to avoid and can't escape. You know, I don't blame you for complaining about those halfway soap for dishes, because if you use a mild bar soap, you don't get real steam. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. But why let those halfway soaps go on feeding you? Why not do as millions of women are doing and change to New Dove? You know, Dove is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Dove has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater safety for your hands. Now, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made feeds through dishes faster than Dove. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the tub. So, just try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly uses the telephone in a new way as Margaret and Edward fight out their old battle. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.